Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 1:11 says this, "There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of latter things yet to be among those who come after." You could say, this could be translated, "There is no remembrance of former people, nor will there be any remembrance of latter people yet to be among those who come after." What's Solomon saying here? Solomon's saying the cycle of life continues to move forward. It just keeps moving forward. I remember buying one of my first bikes from a neighbor. I was so excited. All I wanted to do was to ride that bike. And I did for a few days. But as time went on, I wasn't so excited about the bike. I rode it less and less. And one day I got a new bike and I threw the old one away. And time kept moving forward. There is no remembrance of former things. The life cycle of life keeps moving forward. Mickey Ripley was my hero growing up. He played quarterback for the Perry Maroons high school football team, and then he played for the Oklahoma Sooners. You can imagine how excited I was when he returned to coach football and baseball in our little hometown when I was growing up. I would have run through a wall for him, and because of him, he made it happen for me to be second team All-State in baseball, and he helped me get a college scholarship to play baseball. And you know what? I never thanked him. I still regret that. And I soon forgot about him. A couple years ago, our son Garrison sent an article from a Oklahoma Sooner website that told of Ripley's passing. And I remember thinking, man, I wished I had thanked him. But you know, time just keeps moving forward, doesn't it? The cycle of life keeps moving forward. That's what we learn in Ecclesiastes 1:11. I remember the day of my dad's funeral. We were driving to the cemetery, and I saw people going about their daily business. I remember one guy in particular walking to the post office to mail a letter. And I thought in my mind, how could he have the gall to do something so trivial as mailing a letter when my family is on our way to bury my dad? But in time, days went on. I didn't think of my dad on that day. I felt guilty at first, and then I didn't. I still miss him, but time keeps moving forward. And I wonder how many times I've been mailing a letter or something as trivial when a family has suffered a great loss and going through great grief. Life just keeps moving on. The cycle of life keeps us moving forward. Laura and I were married on a hot Oklahoma August day. We moved the wedding to the evening so the icing on the cake wouldn't melt. That was 42 years ago. Seriously, how has that been 42 years? Man, time keeps moving forward. The cycle of life just keeps moving forward. Recently, I looked at a picture of our children when they range from 2 to preteen. I lived through that time. I experienced it in real life. It was busy. It was crazy. It was fun. But I can hardly remember what it was like. Life is elusive. Time keeps moving forward. That's what Solomon's telling us here. Time just keeps moving. Solomon reminds us of the solemn truth, so we'll make the most of each day, honoring and loving Jesus and following hard after him, loving our family and cherishing the time. Time moves forward right into eternity. Are you sure you will spend eternity? That's a long time with Jesus. If you're not, I invite you to pray this prayer. Father, this thing I know, time's going fast, and I have no guarantee of another day. I know that one day my time will be over. Right now, I want to be prepared for my inevitable ending. I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I can't work my way to you. So I turn from my past, and I turn toward Jesus. I trust in his death alone his death on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. I acknowledge Jesus as my Savior, and I desire to follow him from today until I see him face to face. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, we'd love to interact with you. We have many ways to continue this biblical conversation, ronmoore.org, on the Journey website. You can go there and love to interact with you there.